voice very loud, but it's okay. Welcome to this workshop, very glad you all came. And well, I'm not alone here like we were on the stage with other people in the group like Silly and Marianne, Peter, he's here, and Sandra and Marianne, and also Ogata. So this project is in fact all about this leaflet, perhaps you found it. It's called the project Europe Energetics, and it's about finding acupuncture areas in Europe and trying to heal them. And this may sound like a really big thing, healing Europe, and many people say, well, you may be crazy thinking that you even heal a forest, etc. And well, I may be crazy, but I think many things start with a crazy plan and crazy people trying to apply it. And also the whole thing is, but this is not the first time we're doing this. This is all based on 25 years of experience. So I will take you back to the 89, to the early 90s, because that's where my whole voyage started with energy. So first I will tell you some history about this project, and also want to introduce and involve the other people that they share their experiences. And I hope really to, you know, to inspire you that you will hopefully can participate, because we are looking for more people to guard the energy in Hungary, in Poland, and we're also planning projects in other places in Europe. I will show you. And I also, this is a workshop, and for us, perceiving energy, working with the spiritual world is a very important part of our world, and it's very common to us. So I would also like to do you with a meditation also to start with, to clean the room and to ground ourselves. And also at the end, because we're talking with, you know, we are healing Buk National Park, it's a great thing, the Duna Ipui National Park. And you all can find there, it has energy, it has an information, but it also has consciousness. And you can call this an archangel or a landscape angel, then you start calling, well, okay, in the name, but it's not important. You can just say hello to it from your heart, and you can perceive there's something there. And this is also part of our work to communicate with these spirits, to ask them for help, what they need. So I would also love with you to know, if you like to do this, to make contact later in the workshop to finish it with the spirits of the Buk Park and the project, not the Duna Ipui, and say how it feels for you. They will be present here in the room. We have a big room, there are big spirits, so and they take all the other seats. And then we can share experiences, how you feel it, and we can even make the contact with them. Okay, is that a good idea? And I think we're not so many people, but could you say your name, where you come from? That would be nice. So perhaps can we start with Celia?
I'm Marianne.
Yeah. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Excuse me? Okay, good. Wow. Wow, thank you. It's all Central Europe. So this is what we found from healing point of view, really the key area for healing Europe. So I'm very happy you're here and to share this with you. And okay, well, first I would like to do a short meditation with you, like we always do in our work, or as Peter introduced it yesterday. It's called 5 points. We will clean your head. Make contact with the earth energy. You clean your aura. You connect with your higher source. We call it your sun or your higher self. Just name it. And then we bring it all together in our heart, open our heart and clean it. And I also want to do a next step with you. I think you're a good group. We can do this because when we work in a room, we also clean the room. And there's a little, still a lot of tension here. There's room from yesterday. And when you just turn your hand to the ceiling, you can just feel it. Right? When you go up, you can feel this tension. It's heavy. You feel? It's a little different when you turn your hands. It's the earth energy. It's also a little prickling. So this is difficult now because all your heads are also very filled with information and your left brain. And it will be easier when we did this meditation. So all the work we are doing, working with energy, everybody can do this. The only thing is, you know, clean your head, ground, and open your heart. Please take a chair, there's another one. So I always sit when I lead this meditation, I will sit now on the stage. And you just can follow my voice. And please, we all just said our names, but you were just on stage. But you're Thomas and you're from Germany. Okay, right. So you can just follow me. You can just close your eyes and go to your inner world. And you can take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Let go all tension, stress, heaviness. Breathe it out. And breathe in new possibilities, new energy. And then you go with your intention to the center of your head. It's a place behind your eyes, between your ears. And this space is totally yours. And you can make it your own by saying your own name. I am. And also the date of today, May 26, 2018. And the place where you are, Toscana, Siofuk. I am here and now in the center of my head. And everything I engage there, impressions, information, I say hello to. But maybe it's so much I can't contain anymore. So put it aside in your head or just open the windows and let it go. And store important things in your own container. Imagine something. A stick. A box. And when the box is full, a red light will flash. And that means you can leave it all and send it away in the rest. And there's also this analyzer in your head, this left brain side that makes you think. It has a button. You can turn it to the left. Just do it. Right. And you lower your frequency and you balance your brain. It's as easy as that. And then make your inner light shine in the center of your head. It's your light, so it can be a candle, a lamp, or the sun. It's bright and light in the center of my head. And then you go down in your body, a smile to your heart. And you imagine, you feel the earth beneath your feet. You feel gravity pulling you on your chair. Mother Earth loves you, and she wants you to be as close as possible to her. So ground and surrender to gravity. And imagine roots coming from your feet, or imagine an anchor. Imagine a grounding and connection with the earth. In your own way, it's your connection with Mother Earth. And let go. And Mother Earth will ground you more and more. And then you go up again to the center of your head and you contact your own energy, your aura. How's the energy around you? And trust your first impression. Is there any tension? Are you still connected with a lot of people? Pushing, pulling? Clean your energy in your own way. Invite a wind, a whirlwind. Or take a shower. And everything that's not yours will disappear in your grounding, will be blown away in the cosmos. Bright and clean around you. And even you can protect yourself a little better if you want to imagine some roses around your aura or something else. And then imagine a golden sun above your head, a golden sphere. It's connected with your highest frequency. And ask this sun to give its sunlight to you, to fill you up with your energy, your highest frequency. It shines in your aura. And through your crown chakra in your body. From top to toe, imagine this golden light in you. And then you go to your heart with a great hello to all your emotions and everything that moves you there. Open your heart as far as feels good for you, like a flower. And imagine how you breathe in and out energy through your heart. That helps you when you do it with a feeling of compassion. Because everything would fall in its place. Tension will be harmonized. And if you want, you can invite the love of Mother Earth in your heart to connect with. And the light and wisdom of Father Cosmos. To make your heart a heart of gold. And breathe in, breathe out. And at the end, you can say your own name in your heart. And say something nice to yourself, or wish yourself something that makes you smile. And then you come back in the center of your head. And then we say hello to this room where we are, the Toscana one. And with your inner eye, you see this room, the floor, the walls, the ceiling. And by doing this, you have an impression of the energy what is here. And you say hello to it. That means it may be there without any judgment. But then we will ask Mother Earth to help us ground this room. Just as easily, just imagine somewhere in this room there's a connection, a tube, or roots. And Mother Earth helps us to ground this room. Just as easy. She will do it, we just ask. Good. And then you imagine you open the ceiling to the cosmos. Use your fantasy. It's mind over matter. Your thoughts have an effect. Open up. And there's the cosmos or a blue sky. And then we invite our cosmic cleaners, or some whirlwinds, all the old energies. They choose to go through the ceiling in the cosmos, within the grounding. And the wind will do the cleaning, or our cosmic cleaners. Just as easy, no effort, we just ask and will be given. And imagine the earth bringing new energy in this room, like a fountain that's coming from the grounding. And above this room is a beautiful sun, shining its light with the cosmic energy. And it will meet in this room and bring beautiful flowers or colors, just what it needs. Just feel what the room needs and imagine. Use your fantasy. You bring in humor, sparkles, colors, flowers. And it is from now, from the time that we are here, like you come back to yourself, to your center, to your heart, whatever you wish. And feel if there's something else you need. Some confetti in your aura or a nice color. And then you finish this meditation in your own way. You can open your eyes, have a little stretch, and bend and touch the floor. Okay. How was it for you? Okay? Just feel now, from you put your hands up again, if it's different. Feel now, it's much lighter. And also from the floor. So this is one of the very simple principles of healing you get in a room when you teach. But the same principle you can use for healing a land or even a building. And it will last for a certain while, depends on the context where you are. Is there any burden past? So you have to repeat it, but it will build up and it will hold longer and longer. Okay, so we go back to the project, because I told you that was about 25 years ago this all started. And 25 years ago, I met Irene Lutz. She was a very famous German national healer. She worked for a long time. She healed Prince Klaus from the royal family. She lived in Frankfurt, so every time he drove there. And one day she said, well, I can heal people, but I feel our environment is getting weaker and weaker. And then she said something I never forgot it my whole life. She said, when the energy goes down, people go down. You go down to your lower chakras, and then you know there's fear, there's competition and fighting. And when you bring the energy up, people will go up. You know, you go to the heart, you go up to the higher chakras, and you connect with your higher purpose. In fact, it's as easy as that. And it also will work in nature. When energy goes down, the systems will fall apart, and every system is developing to cooperation, you know, to one and one is three, to wholeness. But when energy is down, you know, we separate. And I'll show you how it works with the radiances in a tree. So we started to develop a method for large-scale healing. That was her real mission from her heart. And I met them in 89 and was invited to join this, to help them. And also as being a scientist, to do all research, because we wanted to have proof that it worked. And another thing, what she felt, she said, I feel energy is going down, but I feel Europe as being an organism, as being a whole. And I feel in my daily meditations, I feel Europe in the near future is falling apart. I see black holes where the energy is really sucked away. I feel disintegration. And she predicted, at that time was early 90s, she predicted large floods of refugees that would come to Europe. And said, well, I think we are not ready to really to invite them, to have them here. So that was a big thing. Well, to make a very long story short, we developed this method and we are still working with it, but it still was very raw, so to say. And one day we sat together with a group of people, we took a map of Europe, and we were sensing, and when you do this with a group and you really, you know, check each other, this is not subjective, it's really intersubjective, you can be sure that there's something there. So we found this map, and I will show you later. At that time it brought us to the Czech Republic as being one of the most important points of Europe, because we were talking about acupuncture. Said, okay, you have only one needle. Where have they placed the needle to have the most effect? And in the early 90s, that was the place to be. So we started to develop their projects in the Krushnohori, in the giant mountains, in the Iron Mountains. And it was Krivokla, the UNESCO Biosphere Reserve of 20,000 hectares. So already that time we were working large scale. And this was interesting because it was the property of Mr. Schwarzenberg. At that time he was Minister of Foreign Affairs. So just to show, we already at that moment we're working on a very high level. And also the Dutch government was involved in these projects. And we really had a hard time doing this, because when you look at the areas where we worked, it was really the dying forest everywhere. But we invited Czech scientists to do research with control and non-balanced areas. We had huge monitoring grids to the control and non-balanced areas and to find proof, and it was all there. And it was Mr. Schwarzenberg, he nominated for president a few years ago, I think the Czech Republic, and also this man, he heard from our work, Mr. Gorbachev, and he heard about our work in Europe, about this large-scale healing of projects, and it's true. And he asked us to develop a project on a major acupuncture area in Russia. And then we came to the Nizhny-Svirsky River near Lake Ladoga, was over here. At that time it was the biggest project we did, of 40,000 hectares. And we also work there with Czech and with Russian scientists to do monitoring on the effect of the balancing, and it all worked. And it was a very beautiful area, but a lot of burden because the Russians fought with the Germans and the Germans fought with the Finns. Everybody was fighting there. There was a lot of burden passed and pain in the soil, and the Russians could feel it. But also important power points from a lot of near the monasteries. So we were really working there. But then at the end of the 90s, there was this. There was nothing anymore because everything collapsed. We couldn't hold this. And in fact, we were only with 6 people doing this. And I always said, when you want to heal the world, you cannot do it alone, and you cannot heal Europe alone. And we were only with 6 people. And I always said to Irene and Marion Hunsbruch and the other one person, we have to teach people. We have to teach people to do this themselves. And so we started, I wrote In Resonance with Nature, a book with exercises, how you could do this yourself. I wrote another book, The Universe Loves a Happy Ending, Becoming Energy Gardens and Eco-Healers for the Planet. We grounded, founded Center for Eco-Intention and started teaching about in 2000. And now we have a vocational training with a lot of people who finish the training, and this is interesting. We have about 150 people who graduated, and this is nice because this is Marianne. She's in the room here, and she's working on the book project at the moment. This is Letta. She's working on, they're working together also on the book project. And in fact, also there was Eduard. He was, three was a bit too much for the project. And this is Jacqueline. She is working on the project in Poland. This is Christy. She also speaks Hungarian. She has the contact with all the people in the projects who are balancing. And this is Linda. She is my partner, also in the management team and having all the contacts. And a lot of more people. So this was a good year already with people, you know, being involved in these projects. Well, during the years, we started to work on many, many projects and also work in companies. We work in big business companies at the moment. So this whole thing was really took off and a lot of work. We have a lot of scientific proof. This means that all significant, everything, you know, the gardens are relaxed, achieving goals, finance, etc. And in fact, we have them every year. So energy works. You can do large-scale healings. And the method will later be more explained by Marianne. You can have an effect, but the most important thing is that you work together with people at site. So we can do remote healings, but you can only, when there are people at site receiving the energy, and they direct it with their goals. So that's why people at site are very important to come. And that was not in the beginning with the resonance therapy. We were doing it all alone. And the Russians said, well, we feel it works, but why can't we do it? So now it's all changed. And then this happened in 2015. And then I said, yes, this was all predicted from the beginning, from our work. Irene Lutz predicted all the refugees. And I lived in Germany, and it was overwhelming how the Germans responded to all those refugees over there. And then we said, okay, what is happening in Europe? Is it falling apart? Is it? Or can we help? Can we help? Because it's mind over matter. We knew we can work with energy. We can work with balancing. We can do something. And with the method we have, and it was the roots of our work. And then again, there was nothing. Because I felt, you know, we can only do this when we bring it to the group of our eco-intention practitioners and we ask them, do you want to join? So for me, it was a very moving moment for all those years of work, of preparation, and almost forgot about Europe. And they said yes, so I was very happy that all people here said, yes, let's do this together. So that meant we sat again together and picked this map of Europe and were sensing what could we find. And we started this project, Europe Energetics Help to Heal Europe. The flyer is over here. And this is what we found. We found this organism, Europe, you can say. And this is how we worked. We had a white map and we were drawing lines. We were feeling where are the outer borders of Europe, of this organism, this entity, and where are the holons Also Ken Wilber uses this word, the holes in the hole, the organs, so to say. And this became much more understandable when we put it on a map geographical. And then you could see these borders have a huge correlation with the geographical structures. And you see here's the Ural, and here's the Volga, and we go through Turkey, the Mediterranean. Greece is not in it. And we go here, up here. These are the Azores, that's the most western part of this. Can you see it or can I? Yeah, okay. And we go up here to Ireland, Scotland, Scandinavia, and the Kola Peninsula is the most northern part. And I spoke to people from Iceland, they were very disappointed. Why are we not in Europe? I said, well, Ireland, well, you know, you have the European Song Contest and your Australia can even be part of it. And now why? So, well, this is not, you know, we find this. And okay, perhaps it's changing. And it in fact, it does. This is also a geological structure of Europe. So you see, this has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with people. This is all defined by the land. And the land has people, you know. In north of Holland, the people are different from the south. And it's all because we are connected with the earth. That's the most important. And this affects social processes, economic, ecological processes, everything. Because, and it's also, it's about how we are connected with the land, with the planet, with Mother Earth, with Gaia. And we saw yesterday in the constellation, Gaia was far away. But this is the clue to be connected again and together to heal. See, this is even more. This is the Czech Republic. This is Bohemia. This is the most dense part of the European Earth crust with a lot of minerals. So it's a lot of things to tell about. But then we asked, okay, how healthy is this organism? Is there any self-organization? How is the energy? Because is it really falling apart? And it's very important to be completely neutral. And energy, oh, this is something else, because we also got this map, because we were really looking for proof, what to say. And already years ago, we received, and look at this shape, you know, as we're, this is a map from 1570, from the Middle Ages, showing Europe as Queen Europe, as a kind of organism. And the crown is here with the Azores, this is Spain, and here is France, and this is Bohemia, as a very, is it the heart or is it the chakra? You can say, but it's not to say this is the truth, but it gives other people before looked at this whole thing. So everything is energy. So when you can guard the energy of a place, in fact, it's the foundation. Because this is quantum mechanics. The chair you're sitting on, it's 99% of empty space. This is quantum mechanics. There's nothing spiritual about this. And this space is filled with zero-point energy, or what we call the chi, prana, mana, whatever. This is science discovering now. The ancient knew this. But this is what it is because of it's our conviction that it is what it is. But when you go to this energetic layer, then you get the foundation. And everything is energy, so everything radiates energy. And we found, developed a lot of tools to interpret. Peter did this yesterday in his workshop. You can feel it between your hands. When we work with the guardians, this is all what we teach you. You can feel it together. No problem, we do it in 1 hour. And also what we can do here, a lot of energy gives vitality. It gets a large radiance. So we can feel the radiance of a room or of a soil in a forest, and it gives an indication about the fatality. And when it's a low energy, if this in a classroom, your class won't concentrate. When you have this in a hospital, the people won't heal. When you have this on a soil, the plant won't grow. So when you prove the energy, it will get better. It's as easy as this. And you can feel this, you can interpret and improve it. That's all eco-intention on small and large scale. This is how it works with trees. A healthy tree has a radiance that's as bigger or at least as big as the canopy. That's a very simple way. So a healthy tree has a large radiance. And you see, healthy trees have overlapping radiance. They overlap, and that's the way how they build a system. That's the way how they communicate. They exchange energy. As one is going down, the other one will help. That's what's happening in energy. And when you read the nice book of our Mr. Wolleben, you explain everything that we thought it was competition in the forest. No way. Under the ground, all the trees are connected by their roots. You can see it in the film movie Avatar. It's beautiful, you remember, the big world tree, all connection down. It's happening in the forest, and science discovering it. But see what happens when energy goes down. Then the trees separate. And then you have external influence coming in, doing like this. This is small scale, but also on large scale. When the holons are not connected in Europe, there's an open space for strange energies to come in. It's as easy as this, you know. So bringing back the energy from here, this is what we do. And then you restore the system, and then you have self-organization. And the people who guard the system can really choose where to direct it. That's not what we do. The people of the company of the forest. So go back again to Europe. So how healthy is Europe? What's the amount of self-organization? And don't be shocked, because it's this. This is found with our group. This is healthy. You see, go for vacation, you go to the Azores, that's the most. And then you go to Scandinavia. It's still over there. And then you go to the purple. No, that's okay. Well, you see, that's most like a part of Western Europe, and also this here. But then we see in the larger part of Europe, especially you're here in Central Europe, and this is here Greece and Italy, and also Turkey, we have a very negative energy. In fact, it's disintegrating energies that are not getting the system together, but in fact to want to separate from the system. And this is not a judgment about people, because when you're living in such an area, you know, you are down and you are depressed and you have other different thoughts than people living here. Energy is down, you go lower, finding a fear rules. That's the idea. So then we asked, is there any possibility for healing? Yes, let me know where. And we asked again, where is the energetic structure? What's the main acupuncture area? Now, from people, we have our meridians, you have the chakras, and when you look on the earth, you also have the ley lines. It's interesting that all those places being on one line of energy. There are also other lines of energy through Europe. When you go to Damanhur, they have the lines of synchronicity. There are many ways of looking at this. But we asked, what is the most important holon, because of the three, where we want to work, what is major effect? So we build also our churches and mosques on those holy connected places. And then we found this. It's all also in the brochure, smaller. But we found the brighter the color, the most important this holon is for the healing of Europe. So if you want to do something, well, this is the brightest yellow, you have to start here. And this is, in fact, exactly the place where we are at the moment. This is Holon 29, I believe. This is Bulgaria, Slovak, in the south of Poland. Warsaw is over here. And Bulgaria too, yes. Hungary, yeah, okay. And this is the north of France, with Paris over here, and also, and then it goes farther. So this is, in fact, okay, we said, well, this is the place to be. And this is this Holon 29. The numbers are just accidental. They don't have any meaning. We just were numbering 1, 2, 3. So this is Lake Balaton. You see here? That's where we are. And this is here Budapest. And this is the Duna Ipoi, I will tell you, because we're working there. There's Eger with the book over here. Here's the Tatra. And the other project we developed is south of Praga, near the Beskid Mountains. And this is not done with left side of the brain. You tune in, you go in your intuition as a group, and you can check each other. It's like an astral journey. And you ask in contact with the spirit of Europe, where is healing necessary and where shall we land? So then we came on these two places and also here. I thought it would be somewhere else in Poland. Poland has many very important strong acupuncture areas, but it was here. So we really follow, you know, our heart and our intention. So with this whole idea, we had this 2 years ago. We came with this idea to the conference and presented it, and hoping to find guardians to, you know, we had enough people in Holland who can do the balancing, but no guardians. And then we met Silly and we met Sander, and I was very happy. And together with them and the other ones who also are here, we started to develop the projects over here. And she said, well, Sander said, you, she lived also close here, we should go to the Buuk National Area, National Park. That's a very important place there. So we went there. It's a huge, beautiful national park with quartz and animals. And we defined a core area there. We were really sensing this on the map together. What's the core area? You know, how big it should be. And this is interesting because you also contact a kind of spirit who is guarding this national park. And you ask, where is your central home, where it is? And this area came out. In fact, the park is much bigger. So eco-intention practitioners, they balance the healing, the projects, the energy. That is what Marianne does and the other people, daily from Holland, 5 days a week. But the guardians, the local, Sandra and Celia and others, they direct the energy to the goals. They also define. They have contact with the area for their Holland and for Europe as a whole. So that's what we are not involved in this, we have contact about it. And a guardian group consists of 6 to 12 people. And once a week they concentrate, they meditate on their goals. I've mentioned, we learn them, and once a month they exchange their experiences by Skype or telephone to define new goals. And we also use this new insights of Lynn Matega, the power of 8. And she said, okay, you should have 6 to 12 people. The best is when you work with 8. So we need more guardians in Hungary to get this number. But also when you're looking for the projects in Poland, you know, you need at least 8 people. So this is, we were also visiting the project. This is Christy, I show you in the pictures. He's measuring the energy of the trees, feeling if the energy is really down in the area. This was Sandra on the border of the hole on you felt there. And we came back there also in April, well, several times. You visit the project and we communicate with each other. I didn't expect snow there to be, but we also give workshops to teach the people at site. So you will learn how to feel the energy of the trees, to do the dowsing, etc. And well, this is the other project. Cili brought us this, the Duna Ipoi, and this is interesting because the Duna is also flowing through it. You can see it here. This is this project. And we started working there, and she said, this is, according to the Dalai Lama, this Dobo Gogo was one of the very important earth acupuncture points. We didn't know it, so we were just feeling it would be important, and it was just accidental, you know, that this is here. This is the area we are balancing there. This is done by Karina and Jacqueline. So do, and this is very special because we also there, you know, the water is very important. This is Cili there with Linde. We were there in April, dowsing there. And we also had to really, you know, when you talk about spirits, you know, there's different on the land, on different on the water. And you always say hello from your heart. And it was amazing to meet really the energy, or you call it the spirit, from the Duna. And it was a big moment that we really felt taking on the energy of the balancing, because from the moment we started with the project, we always heard from Europe, the water is very important, you know, balance the water and it will take on the energy. So it's also now the Duna. And this is the project we are doing now in south of Krakow. And here is the Tatra. It's one of the biggest projects we are balancing now over several thousand kilometers. And this is where we are now looking for guardians to take over. And this is here Anneke and Linda who are balancing, and Theo, he's another practitioner. He came along to do all the driving, the contact. And there was a beautiful lake there, and we said hello to the lake, and we get this answer back, oh, I'm glad you are here. So one way, this is very, you know, almost a lot of left brain in this work, but also very spiritual. We were really amazed about the countryside. And when we found this project, I had a cross on the map, not knowing what, and it was exactly on this mountain, the Sisabel, in the middle of this. And Yeah, when we came there, we were also, you know, welcomed by Maria energy. It was a very warming welcome there, without knowing what to find on top of the mountain. But she was there on a really big contact. And it is us on the top of the Cicerel. So, otherwise we run out of time to make this, to finish this. Here we are in this hole on, just in the bigger frame of Europe. And we want to develop more projects also here, and to feel if we can find more people to work with. So, to work as guardian, start with guardian groups, and to work together for the healing of Europe. And you can do several things. And you know, it's all mind over matter. Just the cause, wings of a butterfly can have a large effect on the long run. So thank you. That was just the introduction. Okay. That's all for them. It's a lot of work. Well, perhaps you can come also here, because I have a mic for you. And perhaps you have some questions already about this work, what you want to know a little bit more about it, or...
I have a question. There was the grant organization and adaptation.
Excuse me, I can give you the microphone. Wait a minute.
Question stuck in my mind, the graph POA, percentage,
yes.
Organization and adaptation, what was measured?
The percentage of self-organization.
Uh-huh.
And it's done by dowsing, and we have a dowsing method that anybody of us can check upon. This is the other one. Well, this is another one.
It's the
transformation potential. So you define scales. And when we douse with a pendulum, we can also use rods, it doesn't matter, but we all connect with each other to feel where the person is. So you can start counting, you know, self, or it's 0, 10, 20, 30. But I can follow you where you are on the track. So we can really be sure that we all have the same perception. And this is really something when you work with such large holons. We really need to get the energy clear. That's an answer? Okay. Are there more answers or questions? Yeah?
I mean, maybe that's a too complex question, but I'm interested anyway. When you came up with this Holons of Europe, how did you work that out? How did you find these Holons, these regions?
But
what are the methods you used? And
the same way. Yes, you take the map, and you have need to have a very clear question. So what is the outer, is there any organism Europe? So then we have a yes, and then you say, okay, can you help us find your borders? And this you can sense on the map. This is what we all learned. You can have a map, and you can feel with your hand or with your pendulum, wherever, where this border is. So you can put a dot on it, and we can check again.
And then the question, also just out of interest, because listening to you, you remind me a lot of the work of Marco Pogačnik.
Yes, I know Marco, yes.
And just how is this related? What do you think about Marco's work? And
well,
are you connected or are you not connected?
Oh, we were, because Irene Lutz and Marion Hunz, they brought Marco to Germany. And the first project he did with the place where we were working, but it was also in the early 90s. And then Marco really worked at site with the ley lines, etc. But Irene Lutz always said, you know, we work large scale. And you work with 10,000 of hectare. What we do, and even larger, you can't define all the ley lines and all the orthogonal lines and all the other lines. So you really, like Reiki, you want to promote self-organization. But we are aware of it. So I know with Mar work, and really, he also worked at Schloss Kappenberg, where we also were with our Institute of Resonance Therapy. So we are linked. But this is also what we do, because this is part what we learn to teach the guardians. So you work large scale, and then the system starts to reorganize for self-healing. But it can happen at certain spots where certain energy lines are still blocked. So we can de-block them at sight, and then we can use his techniques.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So I have two questions. One is, does the numbers mean anything? Or?
No, this is accidental. No, we just said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. Okay. No, it's an 11 and 029. It may be something, but it's nothing behind it.
And then I'm curious to hear if you've seen any impact of what you have initiated, if you already see an impact of applying this.
Well, we can ask Celia and Sandra, and others are working there. That would be nice to have their experience to telling what's happening in the Hololands. It's, yeah. Yeah, could you say something about it, yeah? What? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, please.
So is it okay?
Yeah.
Now this card is in yellow. Before you had a card with grays. I don't understand how this yellow colors come now.
Well, that's another scale we defined. We call it a transformation potential. So what Hololens has the highest transformation potential for Europe? Just a scale, but you have to make clear how you define it, and it's from 0 to 100. And then we said, okay, when you go up and 100, yeah, because the person who made it, yes, he forgot to put in the scale. But the brighter you did the yellow, the higher you're up in the scale. So it's nice to work in Ireland and Scotland, but for Europe, for you know, as acupuncture area, it won't have an effect on the whole. So this working on this whole on will have the largest effect on healing. Is the most important acupunctural hole, on so to say, from Europe.
The other map was measuring something else.
Yes.
So it was measuring
the POA. You know, when we go down. I have to go back. So you can just define certain scales like this one. This is the percentage organization additive, or another word for self-organization or for health, so to say. That's another scale with another color spectrum. Yes.
Self-organization is meant social, natural, or even more general?
Very general, yes, because that will all be an effect. I mean, and we won't be interfered with politics, because it's all about the land and nature. And the whole idea when this is up, the energy is up, and it's clean and grounded, you know, and people are free, you know, to take this and to do what it is. But when these areas, the energy is very, very down, almost negative. So living there is like living in a cold room without no food. You start to shiver and you're fighting for food. And also it has another effect on the areas where animals live. And we see in many ecosystems, you know, we had a lot of input from outside. So this is interesting. Like I showed you, we are not close. So when we are not closed, the energy is not closed. So we are open for many things from outside, good or bad, whatever. But this is the part of the system that many birds come in and fish and people that maybe not from origin here. It's not a judgment, but this is what it's causing. So.
I just like to let you know that I was born in Miskolc, which is in Hungary, at the leg of Mountain Bük.
Okay.
And I was raised there, and now I'm back to my mother again. And after my 50 years of life, I can feel what you are saying now, low energy, separation, isolation, and at the same time, very deep spirituality and openness among people towards spirituality.
Thank you. Yes, that's what it is.
So thank you so much, giving so huge attention to what I always felt in my life.
Well, thank you for sharing, you know, because it's all...
It's a must in this circle.
And also for Mariana, she's balancing there, you know, and she already she met Sandra for the first time.
My name is also Marianne.
Yes, because we have all this perception, but you know, I just tell, you know, what you feel with the book.
Yesterday we were standing together, by chance. Thank you guys.
I was very happy to be at the conference because it was also the very first opportunity for me, being at the distance, to meet with Silly, and also to meet with Sandra, whom we've been remotely communicating, emailing with, etc., because they are here locally, on the spot, on the ground, where it's really happening, where the healing is landing, and where they can kind of check whether what I'm doing in the Netherlands is landing here in the project itself. And what I feel from a distance, which I can feel, they can kind of affirm locally whether it's happening or not. And I must say, I was, you know, I'm very honored and very happy that I may be part of this project because I feel at my heart how important it is, how this acupuncture point is going to make a difference perhaps. And what's happening is, it is so subtle. Energy is so subtle, but you can feel the shift, kind of, when things are happening. And that is very rewarding if you can be part of that. So thank you for inviting me to be part of the project and to be part of this program.
Well, perhaps Sandra can say some extra, because she...
Thank you. Actually, I have the same in my heart that I was very impressed at the first conference about your work, and as we started to discuss about Buc National Park and Buc, I also come from here. That's my hometown, so at the edge of the Holon. And I always felt that it's something, that area or nature is something important also for people, but I couldn't consciously make connection how. And it was an answer for me, and I felt a very deep drive to join and to make actively something for it, because it's not only meditation about energy, right? It's a real work, and it's visible. It's somehow you can feel it. Maybe we just started the project last year, so I can tell you also about what you asked, concrete steps or procedure. But I feel the weight or the importance of that work, not only in Hungary, I mean as a whole. And so I'm really grateful for that, Hans, first of all.
Well, thank you for joining, you know.
And
you made it all possible here with Miss Silly.
Yeah. And just to let you know about the procedure, how we make it. So we started to look for some trees with Christy in the hole on what you defined, and have as a point, checking points, and we measured there at that point the energies, and you had the scale about that. So we have like scientific data about how is the energy look like, and. So you measure, I think, according to this, or this is the main track, how to measure it. And we, as guardians, also with Silly and some other people, we just concentrating on the local goals. It means, for example, if we feel that the book colon needs more water or whatever, it needs to be in harmony with the strange weather what we had, for example, in May or in April, then we can support that procedure with our affirmations and the energy coming from the balancing group. And now what we see, the book wanted to be very active, but you also recognized in Holland that that it was very tense and wanted to be healed right now and a lot. And now it started to spread a little bit as a holon, and some strange energies came up. It means if you for example start to work on yourself with your unconscious, some strange stuff's coming up, and it has to be just let through the your system. And this is the same with the energetic work with areas, as we see, or as I experienced firstly, that the energies are coming up, so like also pain, yeah, or whatever, it's included in the area, in the soil, in the system, in the animals, in the air, in the water. So we just like making psychotherapy for the areas, and it's a very beautiful process. And now we see that it started to spread and calm down. So, and you just confirmed yesterday or the day before yesterday that yes, we are almost at the end of the target, so to achieve the targets, and that's amazing that at the last moment we see that something wants to turn, or it's before the breaking point, and you see it also. So we have the same experience, and I don't know very if it's understandable. I'm sorry for you, but I just wanted to give you as a message that it's a very beautiful procedure, and if you like a little bit nature, then it make also not only fun but real deep love and connection.
Thanks. Yeah, perhaps Cecily can also perhaps tell something, because this balancing is really a process of going step by step. A very good feeling, what we all learned, is what does the system, the spirit wants, what it is asking for. And when you work with energy, you can do it like this. You know, energy is everything, but matter is slower. So you have to really make sure that this everything is incarnated in the soil, that it can really breathe in the energy and have it working. So that takes time. And you can also ask a project, how long does it need to be whole, to be healed, be coherent and vital? When we work with companies and also systems, it may be 8 months. Sound long, but for such a huge system, it's quite short. And then we have to stabilize. And this whole process, we keep track also with graphs, you know, the bovies, like Peter explained yesterday. So we go step by step. It's like a weather report. We know exactly in the whole process what we are, can anticipate on the whole system. We have our feelings, but we also have to quote the numbers. And then we need the feedback from the guardians to really know what is going on. So it's not just doing a healing, but we have programs for grounding. And what did you do for the book? Okay, you can show them. Yeah, okay. Then
Yeah, I would just say some very practical, concrete stuff, because we are working with my organization like for 8 years in Budapest with the Danube, because in Budapest the city is very disconnected from the Danube, and we work on it to make it more accessible for the people. And I met 2 years ago with Hans, and I got this intuition, I have to help him and I have to make this project happen in Hungary. So this is how I got involved. And this year I realized that actually when they were really focusing on the Danube in this Dunaipoi area, and I spend a lot of time next to the Danube or even on the Danube because I'm also rowing, and I connected now that this year it happened that we got a project which we were trying to do for 4 years, and we were never allowed to do it, and we started last October this, or they started this balancing and me working on it, and it's a kind of, it's an area in Budapest which is abandoned, and now we got a permission to make an open space and a place for people and to have cultural activities there. And it's a place where people can go closer to the Danube. So I see it's really happening, and it's a, I mean, we are also a bit, it's a lot for us because it just, we opened and it's happened immediately, and it's too successful in a way, because it's also, we see that this connection with the Danube, it's such a need in Budapest. And yeah, I just wanted to make some very concrete example of what I experienced, what is happening.
Well, let's first just go through the practice, because I think it's really helpful if we do that.
Oh, that may be the problem. The PDF, okay. All waiting here. Here we go. There we go. That is better. When I had to make large screen over here. Well, I think you can do like this. Mother will disappear. Here.
It works okay.
It works okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, when I started to think about what I was going to tell here from the project that I'm doing, I first thought, you know, we got these beautiful pictures from Hans because of the trips that they already made and, you know, connected with the land. So, my part I'm going to tell is just one of the projects of the three that we are balancing. You know, it's just the Duna Ipoly, but also the Poland project. This is only about the Bug National Park and the results that we are having there. The basic goal, that is not the energetic goal, but this is really a very grounded goal.
Can we get better, or can another?
This is a very grounded goal, is good health for the area, good trees, good animal life, just the very basic things. So a healthy forest, that is the goal. So, where do I go? Oh yeah, I can. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's fine, thanks. Yeah. So these are some of the pictures that you already saw that Hans has been using. The work that's been done locally. And I also thought, well, you know, what does the team look like? How can I honor everybody that's been in this project with me? So I didn't really know Sandra and Siri, but I went to the internet, and you can find anybody and anybody's pictures. So I put their pictures in, although I had never met. And I asked Hans to check whether I had the right pictures. But since they were connected with Hungarian language, I thought it must be them. So this is really the team. We're remote in the Netherlands. Of course, Hans and Linde also, because they've been starting up and locally helping the guardians to get, you know, to get started. Christy is also been here. She's the Hungarian one of us in the background, but also did the trip with Sandra and with... Oh, okay. How much time do I have? Okay. All right. So, this is really the team. So, what I think is perhaps a nice thing is to shortly share with you what are we measuring, because it all, you know, it might be kind of very intangible what we're doing. But I've made a tree there, And what you can see is what we measure is the wholeness of the system. And the wholeness of the system, I don't know whether that was explained yesterday by Peter, but the wholeness of the system looks like this. When it's holy and it's whole, heaven and earth are both connected and completely integrated to serve also the whole. So that is really the whole system. And the whole system means it's well grounded, it has optimal energy, life energy, which we call orgone, and then it has also a maximum amount of self-organizational capabilities, but there are usually also blockages and stress, which are preventing the system from really thriving. So that is really a visualization when it comes to a tree. Yes? Yes, I will tell you. Okay, yes. So what we measure is the wholeness of the system, the self-organization, the life energy, the blockage stress, and the grounding. And how we measure it is by dowsing. We have a form that runs through it all, and what we say is, like, these are the start values. We start at a certain point in time. In this case, we start at the 2nd of October 2017. The project tells us how many months it runs, how many months it needs to get the energy vitalized. These are the start values, but these are the target values. And this, it means that at this level, which is the realization level, the project itself is not so in such a bad shape. Start values. Dowsing, yes. Yes. So these are the start values. Blockage is -90/90, which means there is a lot of blockage here, but the target value is zero. So this should be completely gone. Will the energy vitalized, you know, run through the whole system? So this is at concept level, and concept level really is a bit worse because the energy at concept level is very small. And it came from outside for a large part, which might be the relationships with government and other officials, you know, in the willingness to work with improvement of the system, whatever it is. So these are the values we measured on the 2nd of May this year. And what you see here is that it improved gigantically on both concept and realization level, that this is now well grounded, where here you see that the grounding was very little. So life energy improved to 42-41%, the blockage stress to zero, which means that the, what do you call this, aperture point? Is that aperture point in English? This is where life energy flows through, you know, cosmic and earth energies, also in the tree. And when this is a large opening, there is a lot of self-organization possible. When this is a small opening, like in the other one, life energy cannot flow through as much. So in the end, we douse everything every 10 to 12 days. In the beginning, the project asked a lot of grounding. Then at a certain point, the only thing we needed to do was test every 10 to 12 days. And we felt that the project was very eager and it wanted to go much faster than what would have been good for her. And in the end, when we came to the realization levels, you know, what happened specifically is that at some point the local guardians felt at the border, at the boundaries of the holon, that the energy was kind of becoming thinner and moving away from the boundaries of the holon, and we couldn't quite explain. And we experienced the same thing remotely in the Netherlands, And then at some point, we kind of said, we do not want to change the whole room. It doesn't feel good. But what if we give her permission to embrace the wider, you know, the wider area to heal and to share her energy whilst we keep the boundaries of the holon? And from that moment on, we could feel that that was the right thing to do. The boundary kind of became flurry. It kind of got wings. Kind of got wings, reaching out and embracing the environment that was very close to her border, so that she kind of wanted to embrace the other parts of the system. Sorry? Oh, okay. Yeah. And what also worked is at some point it became very clear in the project that the waters of the system and the caves that are also in the area wanted to have special attention. So when we give attention in the testing and in the, you know, in working remotely, we specifically keep that in mind when we're working with the system. And then you can really feel that the attention is coming through. You get this feeling that it's landed. And Sandra and Siri can probably affirm that. Yeah.
Well, it's almost like any project is like a personality. It's a spirit or a deva or a landscape angel. I mean, talk in terms of Marco Pogacnik, or then we get already, you know, in shaping it. But there's a consciousness you can communicate with, and it is beautiful. And you can feel, you know, at the beginning, most of the system are not whole. So it's very difficult to communicate with. You also have other experiences with other projects. And you're really looking for some contact, you know, where you ask and there's not a hello. So this is the adventure, going, balancing such a project, testing it. And we're always doing this together. So you work with Letta, with other person, and you, so one person goes in and the other one checks if the other person is still online, because, you know, grounded and clear in your heart, to have a clear perception, because we're dowsing. And, you know, many things about dowsing, you cannot be, but you can work with dowsing in such a way with a pendulum or the rods that it's really like we call intersubject. So all the numbers like Mariana felt are checked. So there is Reich, you know, at my business partner or others. We do check upon check that we really sure what we are doing, and we need the feedback from the people at site. And in such a way it's possible to sort of work on such a large scale, and also with large companies.
And what I also notice is that how important it is that you are personally, individually, very much aligned in your own energy to source, you know, have your own blockages and stress out of your system. Because the moment there's color in your own system, you are not receiving the right information. So a project like that is also always mirroring your own state of mind and your own blockages and stress, because you will immediately feel and notice that the results are not congruent with what other people are feeling and experiencing. So it's always good to check and balance, as Hans said, with the backup people in the organization that help you stay aligned and check and balance you. So, any questions?
Can you tell us a little bit more about your work with organizations?
About balancing organizations? Well, it's the same principle. Could what?
Case studies. Oh, we have plenty.
Well, in fact, we have an ethic code where we don't mention our clients, but. Well, the graph you show with the reason, so the case studies are many, because we work with festivals, with magazines, We balanced Yax in Tibet, a publisher in San Francisco, a big bank in Scandinavia. We're doing our project in Dubai with a large company. So the companies are agricultural, horticultural, husbandry, and it makes it a lot of fun to do this because they're all different and we keep on learning, and you balance the hub. And I didn't know what you did. So the students come with the craziest project. And that is the fun of this work, you know. You get in tune with the field and you feel it may be balanced. Do I get permission? And how can I define it? So it's all possible. Many, many things are possible with this work. It's
yeah, and during the vocational training, which is 4 years, we balance in the last 2 years several projects, external projects, you know, that also teach you how the organizational life and what you're doing, how that matches and evolves. And the results of that are also quotes from the, you know, quotes are also on the website that is available, and you can see all the different industries that have done projects and people quotes and, you know, stuff like that. So there is a lot of material on the website where you can kind of connect with and get whatever information you need there.
Yeah, I got some here.
One of the things about working with any system in this is that we say that you can't predict where it's going to end up. It tends to become something at a next level as a result of the balancing process. And two examples, so I have permission to tell the story about the hub in Amsterdam. You know, they were at one location, and by the end of the balancing, they had the plans in place to grow and shift to another location. My fourth year, I think I was balancing what was then Wisdom University, which is where I was doing my PhD. By the end of the balancing process, so a year later, Wisdom University had transformed into Ubiquity University without having had that plan in the first place. So the system starts to organize, and then what it does is it kind of manifests its highest potential. And it becomes something that you can't actually predict at the beginning of the balancing process. It goes through a transformation process, basically. Same measures. No, but you find control points in the organization, so different physical places within the organization where you measure whether the energy is coming in or not. Yeah.
But I think what you mean is what are the results in the organization itself? Both, okay, because usually the executives or the guardians in the organization itself, they have their goals for any particular year which we are balancing, and their goals and how they reach their goals or succeed their goals are part of the goals they were balancing. So they were really measured by revenue, client satisfaction, whatever goals they have and how they want to measure it, because that is directly related, those results. We balance for that also. Is that answer to your question?
Okay. We have to do a little check on the time. We started later, so I don't know if we can proceed a little. Do you know, Anne-Marie? Because yesterday it was two lunches, now close to two, because I talked about you also making contact with the energy of the park. I don't know if it's still something you would like to do, of the feel the energy of the book, spirit, or whatever we call it. Is it, yeah, then we have to do this meditation again, and then we stop the left brain part of the of the session. Oh, you can have a nice picture of the book, then we have the resonator. So. Now, the whole thing of a company is because there you have the guardians. Okay, yeah. Yes, so thank you very much, because you can...
Just yeah? Maybe in two sentences or whatever to discuss how to become a guardian for a project for Hungary or for Poland or France. Yeah.
So the thing is, we are looking for new projects, and one of the, you know, main parts is also the north of France. We can all develop others, so you can bring in new projects. But you can also be a guardian, so you can join the group of Sandra and Cili here in Hungary. But we're also looking for a guardian group to really guard the energy on the Polish basket project. So we need some people there, about 6 to 12, then we will work together, you know, help you to define your goals, and we give you workshops. We teach you how to do this like we did with you, and we will meet once or twice a year. And then, well, and also it will be important, you know, they have to exchange with each other. And to be honest, you know, we were doing this now, what we started 2 years ago, and I'm very happy where we are now. This is also evolving in us, it's self-organization. So I don't have clear answers yet to everything. Because the next step will be when the three projects are on, like we're on a coherent state, and we will bring them together. You can also feel that also already Buk is communicating with the Duna Ipui. So they've made an AP system that's even larger. And it will all be a next big step in the whole process that we will do with the whole group to guard this, also to feel what is happening then. Is that a bit answer to your question? Or? Yeah, no, I hope it's clear for you.
I don't know whether you are interested in it, but I hope so. So what does it mean concretely how to be a guardian locally? It means actually that we go sometimes to the nature and we check the area, the trees, what were defined at the beginning. And together with the colleagues, with the balancing colleagues, and actually it's every week we defined it for every week, but it depends on the project what you would like to do. So we defined every week 15 minutes per project. So we are doing Buk and then Duna Ipoy. So every week half an hour to connect to the projects and making the affirmations, so directing the energy from the balancing colleagues to the area in the proper way to the goals. So it means actually, because Cili had and I also had a lot of questions, okay, what does it mean to be a guardian and how much responsibility it is? So actually it is, but it's manageable in the daily life as well. So once per week, it's quite okay. And if you would like to go to nature or you like nature, then it's also 2 months or 3 months. Every 3 months, you can go and check the area. That's all what I wanted to share.
Thank you. No, that's important. I forgot to tell. And you, the best person who can tell is you. So we really need people who live close to the area, because you know they visit the area and give us feedback. And I can remember the first pictures Cili sent from February. Then we learned to feel the energy from the pictures. And oh, you know, the water is not responding well. And we immediately, you know, got feedback for really adjusting the balancing. So it's really a process for you being the guardian. Have a connection with the project, visiting it, giving us feedback, you know, how it is, but also having your own hello, you're being wholeheartedly involved with the area, defining the goals with your group, and you sit for yourself. We also give you meditation methods. We teach you how you can sit and how you make contact with the field and how you can really direct the energy with your intention.
Which we will do now.
Yeah, yes, we will do now. So, if you want, and then we will finish. So it's all in this flyer here. I got some other things about the vocational training. You can find all the energy on our website and together, but it's New York, it's far away. Peter and I will do a 5-day intensive and to learn more about perceiving the energy and the dowsing, etc., all the skills. Okay, so then we all... Okay, so now I will show you how to do this, how to make contact with it. So if you love to join me, we go back in this meditation like we did this morning, or when we started the workshop. Okay, so you can close your eyes. You go from outer to inner world. Breathe in, breathe out. And you go back to the center of your head. And all this information and impressions you store in your box, in your container, on your stick. And all the rest that doesn't fit in, invite the wind, something else, to blow it away. I empty my head and I light my inner light. I make it shine. And my thoughts are clear, my head is clean. And you lower your analyzer, turning the button to the left. And the spinning wheel will slow down. And again, you connect with your grounding, with a big hello to Mother Earth, the place you are. Feel how gravity pulls. And we ask Mother Earth for a grounding, makes us able to connect with the energy of Buk. And you clear your aura a little bit more to be sure you're in your own energy. Disconnect communication cords. And you invite your sun that is always beautiful above your head to shine in your aura, in your body. A golden light also on your feet and in your grounding. And you open your heart as far as feels good for you. You harmonize your heart by breathing in and breathing out with a feeling of compassion. And be as neutral as possible. No judgment. It is what it is. And what it is good. And say your name also in your heart. And then you breathe in, you breathe out. You can open your hands to the cosmos. Just lay them on your legs, with your palm of your hands open. And then from your heart, we invite the energy, but also the consciousness of the Buk. You invite on your hands. May it be present here in this room. And greet it from your heart, and just say hello to it, till you get a response. And how does it feel? What is your impression? Trust your first feelings. What is there? Hello. And it's easy that you can open your eyes. It's even possible to communicate about this. Just stay in contact. Who can say something about it? What do you feel? What is there? Does it feel heavy, strong? Okay. Then you can go a little higher with your hands. That's different. strong, yeah? Okay, when you don't have so much time, we have a communication, you go back your hands. And for this moment now, we disconnect with the book. So say it in yourself. You disconnect with the energy of book. Okay, you're free, it's still there. And now we invite the Duna Ipui on our hands, the field and the energy of the Duna Ipui project. On your hands. And do you feel a difference? Hmm? Couldn't wait, yes. To me it feels lighter, more. Yeah, the other ones felt very heavy. See, this is a way of coming, go very quick. But now, you imagine you keep the Duna Ipui on your left hand. So the Duna Ipui energy and spirit is on your left hand. Feel it there, it's pushing down your hand. And you invite the book on your right hand. So, hello, book. Yes, there it is. You feel the difference. And now you can feel, bring them slowly, your hands to each other. You feel how they respond to each other. What happens when you bring your hands to each other? Do they like each other, or do they really... So it's still tension. Yes, it's not. So not too far, but there's a certain distance when they are getting together. When you get too close, like with people, they say, hey, in some way you feel there is some possible. They're really getting in touch with each other. It's not the right moment yet. So you keep your hands like this, otherwise you really have another relationship. So it's about here. But you can feel that now your hands are more in balance. You feel? So they're already exchanging energy with each other. Well, this is one way to feel the energy of a project when you're on a distance. And weigh them on your hands and also their interactions. Okay, we have to go for lunch. So we think the Duna Ipui energy and spirit. We disconnect and we thank the book from our heart to be present here. It may withdraw from your energy, out your aura, thank it, have this cleaning around you, the whirlwind, and bring in your sun, your highest frequency, and bring in the earth energy up in your heart. And say your own name in your heart or in your head. And we are disconnected. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us, for being here. I hope it was an inspiring talk. Perhaps we can meet you as guardians in a project or somewhere else. Have a very good lunch and goulash party. It's my birthday, and then I'd have a big party. Okay, thank you. And also Sandra and Cili, Marianne, Peter, and Anna-Marie, and all the others who are involved.